Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Man, I told you back a couple months ago, I made a prediction that Barack Obama wasn't done yet, that he's going to, let's just say, initiate a flurry of activity before he gets out of office. Now, he's proving me right. I had told you to be very concerned with what Obama would do relative to last-minute regulation, executive order, relative to your guns. Now, he hasn't moved on guns yet, but I'm standing by my prediction, and Alan Gottlieb from the Second Amendment Foundation was with me, believes the same thing. And here's, I'll just put a synopsis for you. I said after the election, regardless of the outcome, Barack Obama, sometime before he leaves office, more than likely very late night or within minutes of his departure, when the revolving door of our house kicks his tail out, that there will have been some type of late night or last moment, and I wouldn't put it past him to be the last thing he does to make some type of statement moving on our guns. He's already told you it's the single most thing, important thing that he couldn't get done. The reason I say this, and he hasn't done that yet, don't misunderstand me. I don't have any knowledge of him having done that yet. What I do know is that he has issued more out-the-door regulations than any president before him in history to date, prior to an inauguration and after an election, costing upwards of over $6 billion to taxpayers. There are more coming. They've already told us there are more coming. The vast majority of these have been environmental executive orders. And make no mistake here, the media will tell you that they can be undone. You know, you're hearing about this permanent ban. The reason I say these things to you is because, not because we care about, well, I mean, we do care about oil and drilling and his executive orders, but that's a different show. What I tell you for is to watch his actions relative to my predictions on whether or not he moves on guns. He knows Trump is going to be, or would accuse Trump of being, quote-unquote, what's their terminology, beholden to the National Rifle Association, the gun lobby. So look for him to try to tie something up before he leaves office. The evidence is in what he's currently doing now, in literally costing you, bilking taxpayers out of billions of dollars, far above, more regulation and red tape he has created than any president before him. It is incredible what this man is doing to this country, even in the waning days. Don't worry about it. It'll all get fixed. Country's bigger than him. And if he moves on your guns, the same thing. So just keep your eyes peeled on that, okay? It's something that you wanna watch. All right. I got a ton of emails here. And they're all great. They really are. Switch glasses here. And let me take a sip of my Ninja Brewed. Iced coffee with a little bit of mocha syrup in it, sugar-free, and some half and half. Zero carbs. Maybe 1 gram of fat. Zero fat, actually. Yummy. Yummy, yummy. All right. Let's start with this one. I got two emails from Mike out in California. Number one, Mark, it's been refreshing to hear you focus on some fun stuff like hardware over the past week or so. ! It's so nice to give the politics a break, isn't it? If you want to geek out on revolver stuff sometime, make sure to give me a call. We can have a mini roundtable on The Daily Show or something like that. Looking forward to meeting you at SHOT this year if we can pull it off. Do you have your schedule yet for the USCCA booth? ? Perhaps we can meet there or in the media room sometime during the week. Be safe and Merry Christmas, my friend. Enjoy the photo below. And he sent me a picture that says, good news, I found my carry permit, and it's a copy of the Constitution. Now, because what? The Second Amendment is your carry permit, right? Mike, here's my question. Here's my answer to your question. I will be, of course, broadcasting out there. Tuesday and Wednesday I will be broadcasting live, 1 to 2 p.m. Pacific time, this program from Las Vegas on Radio Row. I'll be over there in the booths next to the Dana Show, Mike Gallagher Show, Lars Larson, I believe he was there last year, a couple others, myself. We will all have booths lined up there. So all you have to do is find Radio Row. It's up by the media room down at the end of the hall. Come by and say, hey, I'll be more than happy to mic you up. Let me know if you can make it on Tuesday or Wednesday, and I'll fill you in for a segment. Would love to hook you up and talk some Revolver stuff. So glad you're going to be there. Looking forward to meeting you. His second email. Mark, when discussing national CCW reciprocity, I frequently hear folks saying that concealed carry licenses, quote, should be treated just like driver's licenses. In fact, I've heard you and Alan Gottlieb say that very thing on AAR this past week. I understand and agree with the sentiment, but would like to challenge the tactic. I love listeners that think about the things we talk about. Take a listen. If I may be so bold, I'd like to suggest that a better comparison would be to say that CCW licenses should be treated just like marriage licenses. Doing this allows us to avoid the whole nonsensical analogy about how guns should be regulated like cars. You've heard that one before, too, and we know it's bogus because there's no natural right to own a car. But there is a natural right to self-defense. When we try to equate CCWs with driver's licenses, it's almost a tacit agreement with their flawed anti-gun argument. Additionally, equating CCWs to marriage licenses uses the language of the left against them. They've been pushing hard for gay marriage over the past few decades and have a lot of effort invested in changing the national conversation about the natural right of two people to marry. Let's capitalize on that and connect the dots between these two natural rights. We already know that we have lots of allies in the LGBT community, such as the Pink Pistols, who would immediately recognize the comparison, and undecided America might find it a convincing argument as well. Plus, wouldn't it be a little fun to use the hard work against them, their own hard work against them? It's one of those little side benefits of being on offense to let them know, let them do your work for you, right? Be safe. Keep up the great work. Mike reporting from behind the Golden Curtain. Send water, ammo, and rations. That's because Mike is out in California out there. Mike, I love the fact that you're thinking about this stuff. National reciprocity is an issue, no doubt, that is going to come up very, very soon from a legislative position in the very, very near future. And, of course, we will have our eyes on that because this is an important piece of legislation for every gun owner with a concealed carry permit. I don't want to have the argument about constitutional carry. There's plenty of time for that. Let's not put the cart before the horse. And those of you who are out there saying, oh, what do you mean don't put the cart before the horse? What's the way it should be anyway? You are correct. However, we have to deal in reality here. And that is where we are. If you want to, at this point in time, carry your firearm concealed, all 50 states have some form of concealed carry licensing requirement. And those are the laws you have to abide by, okay? As you know, one-fifth of the nation now has a form of constitutional or permitless carry. So we're working on that. Just doesn't happen overnight. Mike, thanks for the email. Time. There we go. I've got a couple minutes. Samuel Crumpton. Have not heard from Samuel Crumpton before. He says, many in prison for felonies are not serving time for the worst things they did. Many, maybe most, are there as a result of a plea bargain that got the state off the hook with regard to proving the larger case. Love the show and Merry Christmas, Sam Crumpton. Sam, Merry Christmas to you too, brother. And I love you, man. And I appreciate the email. He's responding to the conversation we've had over the last few days, on and off, about felons and CCW and permitting. It's a question I get all the time. I've gotten it from, I think, honest to goodness, I have probably got that question from every radio market that the program airs in, and that's a lot. So it's deserving of some conversation. But it's a difficult one because there are varying degrees. And as Samuel mentions here, many in prison for felonies are not serving time for the worst things they did. Example. I had a former employee. I wrote about him in my book, Lessons from Unarmed America, The Story of Oz, who I fired because I didn't like what I was seeing. My spidey senses were tingling. So I let him go. 2 years later, I would find out, through the grapevine, if you will, that he had murdered his wife. An amazing woman. who did not deserve her demise at his hands. I can promise you that. Not that anyone does. But he shot her 5 times and killed her. I wrote the story in my book, Lessons from Unarmed America. He was originally charged with first-degree murder. He wound up getting 20 years in a Georgia penitentiary, no parole, 20 solid years for voluntary manslaughter. So, Samuel, you have a great point there. Now, of course, apples to apples, apples to oranges, it was a violent felony. There's absolutely no way, I don't care what time he serves, that he should ever get his firearms rights back. We come back, we'll continue the conversation. I have more emails. Great program lined up for you today. Don't go away.
You know, arming yourself with a firearm, it's not just a responsibility, it is also your Second Amendment right. Now, I take this very seriously, which is why I am a proud member of the USCCA. Now, they're dedicated to protecting responsible gun owners just like you and me. Now, I know you take your gun rights seriously, too. Now, that's why I want to let you in on something big. The USCCA now wants to give you $1,600 to buy one of 5 elite guns. Now, I'm talking about high-quality pistols some of us only dream of owning, like a Sig Sauer 1911 Spartan and the Smith & Wesson M&P R8. But that's only 2 of them. Just go to DefendFamily.com and see the entire list and pick out which elite gun to add to your arsenal. And 95 runner-ups will win a USCCA range bag complete with eye and ear protection. That's 100 winners in total. I don't think I've ever seen better odds than that. So go get your free entry just by visiting DefendFamily.com. That's DefendFamily.com, where you could take home one of 5 elite guns you've always wanted.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Looking for the gift that keeps on lifting? Bigfoot Gun Belts offer a full line of steel-reinforced leather gun belts. Crafted with a double layer of rich English bridle leather, these gun belts will support the full weight of even the heaviest handgun. Each Bigfoot gun belt is made with the blood, sweat, and beards of Pacific Northwest craftsmen. Capture your legendary gun belt for as low as $59.88 at BigfootGunBelts.com.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win 1 of 4 brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number 1 of 4 guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's 1 of 4 guns.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Oh, yes, it is. Getting close to Christmas. What day is it today? That's one or 2 days, depending on when you're listening to the program. A couple days. Or maybe tomorrow is Christmas, depending on what market you're in. But I got to tell you, it's coming up quick, isn't it? That followed up by New Year's. Boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Hey, Shanto, how about bringing that microphone live for a moment with me?
Yeah.
I'll tell you what email. I've got some more to read. But I enjoyed this email from Mike in California. It's been refreshing to hear you focus on some fun stuff over the past week or so. It's nice to give the politics a break, isn't it? Let me tell Mike something. We're not just giving politics a break. Now, clearly, guns and politics go hand in hand. Clearly, guns are a political issue. But let me tell you something. Let me make something very clear. And, Sean, I know you. Please jump in with if you disagree with me here. But guns have been made a political issue by our political enemies, the enemies of the right to bear arms. That's yep. Who's made guns a political issue, not me. And this is what offense is all about, Shanto. It's about removing that. It's about changing that narrative. Our constitutional right to bear arms has been vehemently attacked from a political standpoint by the enemies of those who are vehemently opposed to the right to bear arms. Sean, do you follow me here? You see where we're going?
Oh, you're absolutely right. And it's good to see that there's that you know, this show is what is needed, because if you look at some of the things that have happened over the past years, people that don't like certain things will try their best to ban it or try their best to feed it to death. And it's I'm glad to see somebody talk about stuff and let people know what's going on so we don't get blindsided by these idiots.
Well, there is always something in the news, if you will, that we could talk about. But you see, we have to understand something here. This is the difference between offense and defense. This isn't a political conversation that we're having. We're moving away from that because we can. And God knows, because I'm so tired of it. Now, Sean, I have a difficult time anymore flipping on. I don't listen to talk radio by virtue of what I do for a living. No one can ever accuse me of repeating something that they heard from another host, unless it's 100% pure coincidence, because I don't listen to them very rarely. I listen to Rush a couple times around the election, and I listen to Mike Gallagher the day after. Mike and Rush are my two favorite hosts. Janet Mefford, another one of my favorite hosts. But, Sean, I don't listen to talk radio for that very reason. But, boy, I got to tell you, there's a lot of pro-gun folks out there that better figure out that the whining, crying, moaning, and might I dare say the being is done. It is time to make that shift. And if I'm not mistaken, that's what Mike's email is referring to as well.
Oh, yeah.
And he's absolutely correct about that, because we're in a position to do so. I don't know. I worry about some of those other hosts out there talking. You know, what are you going to do? You got Trump in office. What are you going to do? Give voice to the defeated enemies about whatever they want to talk about simply because they're complaining, even though they can't stop it? You're still going to give them voice by making it appear to be a political battle? I think Americans are tired of that. I think that's why Trump's in office. I think Americans want to move on from that. And we have the ability to do that here with some amazing topics that we cover on a regular basis that nobody else does. News that should be national news. You know, the deputy is being saved by the concealed carry permit holder down in Fort Myers, Florida. One of the greatest human interest stories I think I've ever seen. Went virtually uncovered by the mainstream media. What did Alan call them? The dominant media? Let's call it the currently dominant media. And the human interest factor raised another notch by virtue of the fact that the concealed carry permit holder was black. The deputy being attacked in imminent fear for his life was white, and the attacker was black. This is something the media should have been all over, but they couldn't, because they dug themselves such a hole with their coverage and their utter hatred of gun owners.
Yep.
that they couldn't even carry, they couldn't even cover the story. Or lest they would have looked like the absolute disgraceful hypocrites that they are. And yet we were sitting on top of one of the greatest human interest stories that I've ever seen. Of course, we talk about it here. I mean, guy's a hero. And those are reasons why, when I say you have an obligation and a responsibility to carry a gun, not only to yourself, but also to your community, that's why. Good heavens, that deputy would have probably been killed had it not been for the intervention of what? A law-abiding, responsibly armed, concealed carry permitted gun owner. Man, oh man, imagine that. Final thoughts on that, Shanto, before I move on?
Well, yeah, the reason why you didn't see that is because, you know, they can't, the media has put Black Lives Matter on such a pedestal that, oh, God forbid that a black man shoots another black man to protect a police officer. Oh, then no, we can't do that.
Well, now, let's not mention also the fact that that black man was also a lawful concealed carry permit holder. Oh, my gosh. I mean, everything they hate was mixed up in this story. And they simply couldn't even bring you what should have been front page news splashed across every major newspaper and every major newscast from the currently dominant media. And I think you're going to see more of that. I think some of the pro-gun, pro-rights people had better understand that we need positive stuff now. Not a constant drumbeat of negativity. And I'm not referring to any one person. I'm just saying this as a general statement. I know I'm tired of it. Couldn't wait. Just thank goodness the election went the way it went. That's all I got to tell you. Okay. I got an email back some time ago, December 20, I guess, when was it? Do I have a date on here? Let's just say it was a few days ago. I read it on the air. It was from NRA life member, NRA pistol instructor, USCCA gold member, self-defense shield member, combat focus shooting graduate. Wow, I mean, this guy sounds like me. So are my creds. And he lives in South Carolina. Was sending me an email talking about South Carolina working on restoring our gun rights. See, he gets offense. That's what we're doing. We're restoring gun rights, and we're talking about the things that matter to us as gun owners. We're restoring the conversation and moving away from all the garbage and the complaining because we won. So we had success last year with a reciprocal agreement with Georgia, finally, but there was much more work to do. We do not have a strong grassroots organization like Georgia Carry, so it's up to individuals like me to write letters, make calls when things like this pop up. And he was talking about the bill with the license plate stickers in South Carolina to identify concealed carry permit holders by putting stickers on their license plates. And he replies back to me in a separate email. He says, man, I got in my truck 2 minutes after sending you the link to the story about stickers on South Carolina plates, turned on AAR, and there you and Jerry Henry were talking about that story. Carry on, my brother. He says, that's weird. No, James, it's not weird. It's a great listener like you. It's someone who's concerned about their life and the lives of their loved ones enough to get insurance to protect them from at the gold level from USCCA and be a member of the great grassroots organizations that advance and restore our gun rights, as you said. We'll be right back. Great email, James. Thank you.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com. If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering 6 big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
Picture this scenario. 2 masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive, and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions, because believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Okay, some more emails, and then I'm going to tell you the story of Jorick Landry. Need to roll that into today. Friday is a day off. You will probably have a guest host in the seat this coming Friday. So a few things I want to knock out with you. Because I'm on vacation right now. This is how I spend my vacation. I talk with you, and I love it. Here's another email. Hi, Mark and Shanto, from Tim Martin. That's all it said. Hi, Mark and Shanto.
I saw that.
Tim Martin. Yeah, I copied you in on my response. My response was, hello, Tim. And I copied you in.
So I was wondering what was going on with that.
I got a kick out of that. The email just said, hi, Mark and Shanto, Tim Martin, to mark@armedamericanradio.org. Hi, Mark and Shanto, Tim Martin. And I replied back, hello, Tim, and I copied you in. So there you go.
Yes, hello, Tim.
I love emails like that, man. I'm like you, I'm not sure either. So what? Fun stuff. Another email, National Reciprocity. This is from Arthur Wood. Arthur writes in, good day, Mark. And I like his email. He's got a font, a script font that's really nice. Good day, Mark. After listening to your December 7th broadcast, I started to really think about what you said about needing to follow the firearms laws of the state if national reciprocity does indeed go into effect. With many states having very stringent firearms laws, would these same laws need to be followed by the out-of-state non-resident CCW holders? Take a listen to what he says. What about places like D.C. that have approved firearms lists?
Would a non-resident be forced to only carry an approved firearm? That's a great question. Would we be forced to comply with the visiting state training requirements? The answer to that is no. I can tell you that right now. Would we be required to comply with the round count requirements? Less than 10 rounds in states like Massachusetts, New York, and California? The answer to that is going to be yes. No question about it. So that begs the question, what about the firearms list? What about a California-compliant gun? Very interesting. He continues, would there be limitations on carrying extra magazines? Yeah, I can answer that one too. The answer to that is, yeah, depending on the state law, if they had, for example, round count, I don't think anybody has that. And I'll get to another email here that will make my point in just a moment. But I believe we will see your first question addressed. We would have to. What about places like D.C. that have approved firearms lists? California, of course, is notorious, notorious. There's information out right now that California is going to move for an all-out 100% ban on all semi-automatic rifles. Turn them all in. I have that on good authority, by the way. We will be discussing that on a future Monster broadcast. Very, very dangerous. California is going to be, you're going to see California become its own closet of goofiness during the Trump years. That much I can promise you. They're going to use California as the last bastion of hope for their anti-gun bigotry. Their anti-civil rights, anti-civil rights bigotry, meaning your civil rights, your gun rights. More on that on another show. He says, I'm sure this is just a scratch on the surface of how anti-gun states will try to pick on us CCW holders. You're correct about that. New Jersey is not going to want to give up its sovereignty, believe me. To them, that's like forcing them to open their borders to somebody they don't want to. But the response to that is tough. They can't throw me out. My marriage license, as my other letter writer mentioned, I believe it was Mike, and not honor my marriage. I have a right. This is my civil right to defend myself. They can't stop me. We're going to see that happen. And you will see those states fall into compliance. I can assure you that will happen. Feel good about that. It's going to take some time. Okay. Doug Sauer in Dayton, Ohio, excuse me, writes in agreement with what I was talking about yesterday on Ohio being just a completely terrible law. He says, however, as I have been told, the rest of the story and the reason, excuse, for the sorry state of this law that was just signed in Ohio was from this. Number one, the original bill, Ohio H-48, has been in play for almost 2 years. Added to this was the desire to pass no need for concealed handgun license for military personnel. Number two, the bill that was just signed, 199, was a combination of H-48 with some removals so as not to stir up too much of a fight. So the new Ohio law allows active duty military to automatically have the same rights as Ohio concealed handgun licenses. All they need to carry is their military ID and a certificate of training if they have passed equal training that any Ohio CHL must have. Sort of constitutional carry. Well, sort of, except you don't require training and carry your papers with you to carry a firearm under constitutional carry. That's right up there with permits. We shouldn't need a permit to do the same thing. But I digress. That's where we are today. Remember, incremental steps. What's the word we make up here? Incrementalization, right? Let's see. This section also allows military who are under 21 to be covered. So from the process I was told, since the session was ending, it was good to get this or nothing and have to restart the entire process. You know, I'm not so sure of that, Doug. I'm not convinced of that. It may be harder to fix what's in the bill than rewrite a good bill to begin with. I'm not so sure of that. I don't know about that yet. My gut opinion has not yet formed, and I haven't spoken to enough people from Ohio yet, but I will be soon. I need to have a sit-down, chat-em-up with Jim Irvine, the director and president of Buckeye Firearms, and you can rest assured that I'm going to do that very, very soon. In fact, we'll probably bring him to the airwaves to talk about it. This, of course, is the bill I was referring to from Ohio on yesterday's program that really did nothing in the ways of allowing concealed carry on campus. Kasich signed a bill that said, yep, you can conceal carry on campus if they say it's okay. As if the universities who don't like it are going to all of a sudden say it's okay. They're not. when in reality what they should have done was said, I'm sorry, it is now state law that you cannot deprive someone of the right to defend themselves simply because they walked onto campus. Period. That's what should have happened. We did not compromise in the state of Georgia. There are 23 other states that have some form of campus carry. Believe it or not, California is one of them. So this is nothing new. I'm not convinced to take that now rather than wait for another bill. Now, As I said, I want to talk with some of the folks in Ohio, particularly Jim Irvine at Buckeye Firearms, and I want to get schooled on this. I want Jim to school me on this. And you never know. I may change my mind on it. But from what I've seen so far, I don't like the bill. I'd have rather waited. I don't like the compromise on that. It's not doing you any favors to say, oh, yeah, you can do that. Well, you know, if those people say so. That's not doing you any favors. Now, here's a great email regarding Ohio State as well. This is from Daryl Mortensen. Daryl Mortensen from Kentwood, Michigan. Daryl, sorry about the mispronunciation. Daryl Mortensen. He says, Mark, the president of OSU's statement is probably based on the fact that the evil individual, meaning the terrorist, was a student at OSU. Now OSU has lost the tuition that this crazed lunatic would have possibly paid OSU in the future. The bottom line is always the priority, don't you know? Daryl Mortensen, Kentwood, Michigan. He's talking about the statement I read to you from the president of Ohio State University, who said campus carry is not a good idea, as evidenced by the fact, and he pointed to the armed law enforcement officer who stopped the terrorist attack. It made absolutely no sense then. I've reread the statement a dozen times. It makes no sense now. How he could say that an armed individual who stopped a terror attack, saving countless lives, using a firearm to do so, is somehow a bad thing and reflective of how carrying a firearm on campus would be bad. It makes no sense. That's what he's referring to. So, you know, to say, I get the sarcasm. It's wonderful. The president's statement is probably based on the fact that the evil individual was a student at OSU. Well, they lost his revenue because he's dead. Maybe that's why he doesn't want guns on campus. Love the sarcasm, Daryl. Thanks for the email. And then the best email of all comes to me from Richard Ebby. I'm going to read it when we come back. Then I'm going to tell you the story of, and I've been telling you this for a couple days, I promise I'm going to tell you the story of Jorick Landry and his family. Don't go away.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense, from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
Today's Crossbreed Holster Studios. My gosh, I'm looking at the clock. I really want to get to that Jorick Landrick story for you today. But I've got a couple more emails that I really need to get moving with you here, because they're too good to pass up, and they mean a lot to you as gun owners and responsibly armed Americans. This one here comes. This was the best one of the day. Actually, I got it yesterday, about 1:37 in the morning. It says, "Hey, Mark, Richard here from Portland, Oregon. Was thinking, with all the violent protests..." Well, let me set this up with, the letter is in reference to our discussion about, with Alan Gottlieb, about the 10-day waiting period and the Ninth Circuit Court upholding 10-day waiting period as somehow constitutional under Heller. Now, this is going to be challenged in court, okay? And if we can get it in front of the Supreme Court, we're going to prevail. But it is, again, going to take some time. Some legal wrangling has to occur, and we need a new Supreme Court justice, possibly two, which will happen quickly, so hang in there. This is what the email is about. "Hey, Mark, Richard here from Portland, Oregon. Was thinking, with all the violent protests after the recent election, we need wait lists for protests. All protests need a permit, and there needs to be a 10-day cooling off period so people can think through assaulting other people or torching buildings. What you think? Thanks. Sincerely, Richard J. Ebby." He says, "P.S., our LBGT governor probably going to try and limit magazine size here, among other things. If she does, I'm going to send her a photo of the 213-round magazines I used to carry with my Glock 30 and another picture of the 410-round mags I replaced them with when I carry, which is all the time. Hope she has fun doing the math. Also, we'll mention that although I have no real personal animus against others' lifestyles, should she target guns, I will heartily encourage President Trump to nominate SCOTUS justices that will abolish gay marriage, as she seems to think it's permissible to infringe on my rights." You see, this is a civil right here, okay? The letter writer gets it. Richard gets it. Great email. Absolutely outstanding email. And then a final one. This one came from Jeremy in Wichita, Kansas. He's tuning in on KQAM, he says. Mark, you guys are always talking about training, yet you always reference no need for training to get your Georgia CCW, where the Crossbreed Holsters studio resides. What gives? Sounds kind of hypocritical, no? That's from Jeremy in Wichita, Kansas. No, not at all, Jeremy. Here's why. You don't need government-mandated training to exercise a right. The training that we're talking about is supplemental training that all responsibly armed Americans should take on their own. Not to be able to exercise the right. Those two are mutually exclusive. You should not need, in my opinion, and in many others' opinions, government-mandated training to get the permit necessary to exercise your civil rights. Did you follow that chain there? Right? You did, right? Government-mandated training so that you can get a permit that you have to pay for and fingerprint for and photograph for and everything else for. And depending on where you live, ask permission from someone in a position of authority who somehow was given the moral authority to decide whether or not you can exercise your God-given right to self-defense using the tool of your choice. Are you following me here? A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed unless you are seeking a CCW permit from blank state, and we say it's okay if you take the training we decide you need before we will give you permission to exercise that right. Are you following me here? So the training we're talking about is supplemental. It's the training you should be getting as a gun owner anyway, as a responsibly armed American, not the training necessary, required to get a permit. Now, in the states that require that permit, that training absolutely should be the best. That's why USCCA trainers exist and so forth. That's why those training, and there's many others, National Rifle Association, etc., on and on. But if you're going to have to get trained, you need to get the best. But you shouldn't have to get the permit. I hope that makes sense. I hope you followed me on that. And I'll give you a real-life example. Florida, you're tuned in on a number of stations. Your training requirement to get a permit is a joke. It's a joke. 3 hours of some dude at a gun show telling you how to fill out the paperwork box by box by box so you don't make a mistake and dot a T and cross an I, because it'll come back. If they do, it'll get kicked out and you're going to have to wait another 90 days. For a fee of $35 to pay the clown, who then has everybody meeting him at a range that he's got a contract with, and you shoot four rounds into a pie plate at 15 feet. Yep, okay, that's not training. So we need to clarify those things. Golly, here we go again. I can't tell you the story of Jorick Landry. But the emails were too good. That's okay, I'm teasing you. I'm bringing you back in tomorrow. Let me set it up for you. May 6, 2006, Jacksonville, Florida. And I have to tell you, this is the single worst story. And I have read them all, written a bunch of them, interviewed some folks, many folks, people who have taken a life because they were forced to do so, including many people who didn't have the means to defend themselves when they should have, and consequently were victimized in a way they should never have been, who now are armed. You've heard some of them on the program. But this story, and I wrote it in my book, Lessons from Armed America, my first book with Kathy Jackson. Masad Ayoub wrote the foreword. And if you want, like as I told you, if you want signed copies of this in my second book, just send me an email, mark@armedamericanradio.org. But on May 6th, the single worst incident of self-defense that I've ever heard unfolded at McGirt's Park outside Jacksonville, Florida. And I spoke to Mr. Jorick Landry and got a firsthand account of what he and his family went through. And it was utterly horrified. I cried when I talked to him several years ago when I interviewed him. I couldn't write the story. I had to get up and take breaks. It was extremely difficult as a parent, as a human being, to hear this man's story. And I think I conveyed it on paper fairly well. The story got a lot of play. And it's just devastating. And what I will do tomorrow is go through that story with you. So don't hold it to me that we didn't get to it yet. Let me send you to usccaonair.com. 7 hours, 3 minutes, 50 seconds from right now. Today's Gun A Day giveaway. Three of them are going out the door. Walther PPKs, absolute classic, the James Bond gun. Walther PPKs, three of them are going out. USCCAOnAir.com. All you have to do is activate one of your three memberships to the United States Concealed Carry Association, the Self-Defense Shield. Silver, gold, platinum. I read you an email from a gold member. This guy gets it. Like you, he carries a gun every day, and he's covered everywhere he goes. God forbid he have to pull the trigger. He has the support of the greatest organization in the world behind him to get him out of trouble. One phone call does it all. USCCAOnAir.com. You can read everything. I have the platinum protection. Sean Hannity has the platinum protection, by the way. And I just want to let you know we're working on bringing Sean to the program. Stay tuned. I'll keep you posted. He's very busy. I'm hopeful we can get him for one segment on the Monster broadcast. I will let you know in advance. I'm Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom today and every single day. I'm going to go back to my vacation because I can. Remember, I'm going to wake up and do it all again tomorrow because I can. Carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Never find yourself in a gun-free zone. And believe me, wherever I am, ain't no gun-free zone. You remember that. I'll see you tomorrow on the radio.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out irfnews.com. That's irfnews.com.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.